إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worship of Allah and his final messenger. Amma ba'd, fa inna khayr al-hadithi kitabullah. Thereafter the best speech is the book of Allah. Wa khayr al-huda huda an-nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna sharr al-umur muhdathatuha. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people have innovated into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارٍ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. Our religion, the religion of Islam, it is a religion of ibadah, of worship. A religion of trying hard and striving and making effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ibadat which Allah has ordered with, the ibadat which Allah has legislated, are known in our religion. Like as-salah and as-sawm, prayer and fasting. Al-Hajj wal-Jihad, like al-Dhikr, remembering Allah, Tilawatul Qur'an, reciting of the Qur'an, and the other great types of ibadah which have been legislated in al-Islam. And for this reason you find in the Qur'an, the order comes for the believers to worship Allah. Allah said, Ya ayyuhannas u'budu rabbakum. O people, O mankind, worship your Lord. الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ, the one who created you. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And He created those who came before you, so you may have التَّقْوَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. The people were only ordered to worship Allah. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, making their action sincerely for Him. حُنَفَى, upon at-tawheed, وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةَ. And that they should offer the salah and they should give a zakah. He said, وَذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. And this is the upright religion. So our religion of Islam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose for us, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed to us, is a religion of ibadah. A religion of prayer and fasting and dhikr and tilawa and seeking knowledge. And this is the religion which was there at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the same religion which was there at the time of the Sahaba alayhim ridwanullah. The Salaf, the great imams of our religion. And those who came after them, like Al-Imam Abu Hanifa and Malik and Shafi'i and Ibn Hanbal. This is the religion which they practiced, at-tawheed, and ibadah, righteous actions, learning and seeking knowledge. If a person reads the history of Islam, and if a person reads the biography of the great imams of this religion, of that time, the golden era of al-Islam, you do not find in the biography of al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, for example, that he used to do many festivals, and celebrations, and that there were remembrances at that time, and anniversaries, and that there were birthdays which are a part of Islam, and death anniversaries or khatams which are part of al-Islam. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, if anybody reads his biography, was never known for this. He was known, like the other Imams were known for, ibadah and knowledge, tawheed, fiqh, righteous actions. This is what he was known for. And this is what the other ulama at that time were known for. So Islam has never been a religion of celebrations and remembrances and anniversaries and saints. In fact, all of these matters, Christianity is known for it. And then after them, the Shia, the Rafida, they are known for it. So in the religion of the Christians and in the religion of the Rafida Shia, this is what they have. Different saints that they have to commemorate and different anniversaries and different grieving and mourning which they do. Look at the religion of the Christians. They have, for example, on the 25th of March, a celebration called Annunciation. And they say that this is the day when the Virgin Mary, when a messenger came from God and told her about her baby. So now it has become a celebration, or a festival, or a special Eid. And also Christmas, 25th of December, another celebration, a festival. Why? Because on this day it was the birth of Jesus, according to them. And then Easter, another celebration, in March or in April. Why? Because this is the time or the day when Jesus Christ died and then he returned to life according to the Bible. And then they have the Epiphany, which is the 6th of January. And this is the day, a special Eid, when Jesus Christ was visited by the three wise men, according to the story of the Bible. And then they have Good Friday, another celebration, another Eid. And this is the Friday before Easter, because they say on this day, Jesus, he died, according to the Bible. And then they have the Thursday before Easter, because this was the last supper of Jesus and his disciples. And then they have Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter, another Eid, because this was the last journey that Jesus took to Jerusalem before he died, according to the Bible. And then they have the seventh day after Easter, because this is the day when the Holy Spirit came from the heavens to the earth. And then they have so many different saints. And there is a day for this saint and that saint. There's Saint Patrick, Saint Joseph, John the Baptist, Paul, Saint Augustine, all of these different saints that they have. So you see that this religion of celebrations and days and festivals and anniversaries and death anniversaries and birthdays, it is from the religion of the Christians. So much so that this has become their religion. And as for ibadah, and as for following the way of Isa alayhi salam, and knowledge and learning, then it has become very little, or it has weakened, or it is almost absent, non-existent. And then after this you have the Rafida, the Shia. And if you look at their religion, it is also a religion of festivals and celebrations and death anniversaries. So for example, in Muharram, they begin grieving. And this mourning or this grieving, it lasts for 2 months and 8 days. And then there's Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. And this Ashura, it isn't a day of ibadah like it is a day for the rest of the Muslims, of fasting for the sake of Allah, of sins being forgiven, of making istighfar and dhikr and dua. Rather, it is a death anniversary of the martyrdom of Hussein radiallahu anhu. And then after this, the 25th of Muharram, another special death anniversary, another khatam. And this is because Imam Zain al-Abidin, he died on this day. And then after this, the 7th of Safar, because this is the birth of Al-Imam Musa al-Kazim. And then the 12th of Safar, because this is the birthday of Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu. And then the 5th of Rabi al-Awwal, another saint died and his name was Ma'sumi Qum. And then on the 17th of Rabi al-Awwal, because Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq was born on this day. And they say Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born on this day. And so on and so forth throughout the rest of the Islamic year. Day after day, month after month, another festival, another celebration, another mahfal. As for the Muslims, Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah, then the religion which is with us, which Allah legislated for us, and our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he conveyed it, is a religion of ilm, of knowledge, of tawheed, of ibadah, of ikhlas, sincerity, hoping the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, even the two Eids in Islam, person might say, then how about Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha? If you think about Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, you'll see both of them come immediately after a great act of worship. It isn't just a celebration. So Eid al-Fitr, after the great ritual of fasting Ramadan, a whole month of worship, and then there is an Eid. Eid al-Adha, after Hajj, a great pillar of our religion, of ibadah, of striving and sacrificing, and then there is an Eid. So even these two festivals or celebrations which Allah has legislated for us, they come after ibadah. And this shows us that Islam, it has never been a religion of just festivals and special days and birthdays and death anniversaries. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had 7 children, 3 sons and 4 daughters. All of them died in his lifetime, except one daughter, Fatima radiallahu anha, and she died 6 months after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All of his other children, 6 children, sons and daughters, they died in his lifetime. Never did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam hold a death anniversary. Never was the day of any of his sons or daughters special or remembered. Never was a khatam held after 7 days or 40 days or 3 days or a year. Because this was never a part of Al-Islam. And also, how many wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam died? How many of the great companions died in his lifetime? How many shuhada of Badr and Uhud and the other battles died in his lifetime? And yet he and the rest of the companions never took this as a special day or a day of remembrance or a day of grieving. And then also, in his lifetime, there were companions who were born. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam never held a day to be special. And also, there were other people who were born. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his own birthday. Yet it was never considered to be a special day. It was never considered to be an Eid. Ikhwat al-Islam. All of these things, they show us that the original Islam, the divine Islam, which came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a religion of ibadah, of worship. Not a religion of festivals and celebrations and anniversaries. And whoever makes his religion, this type of religion, that it is only known for these special Eids and days, then this is the religion of the Christians and the religions of the Rafidah. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he stood in his last Hajj, and he stood on the day of Arafah, Allah revealed to him that on this day the religion has been complete. He said, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. On this day I have completed for you your religion. Meaning it doesn't need anything extra. The dhikr which existed at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is the only type of dhikr which will remain up until Yawm al-Qiyamah. The salah and the sawm which existed at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is the only salah and sawm which will remain up until Yawm al-Qiyamah. The Eids which were existing at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are the only Eids which will remain in Islam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. So therefore it isn't permitted for a person to innovate and introduce into Islam, into this perfect religion, a new action or a new statement or a special day and then ascribe it to Al-Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions never considered this to be so. Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab rahimullah, he said, "Kullu man ahdatha shay'an fi ad-din." That whoever introduces anything into the religion, وَنَّسَبَهُ إِلَيْهِ, and he ascribes it to Al-Islam, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ أَصْلٌ مِنَ الدِّينِ يَرْجِعُ إِلَيْهِ, and this thing does not have any evidence which proves it, he said, فَهُوَ ضَلَالَةٌ, then it is misguidance. وَالدِّينُ مِنْهُ بَرِيءٌ, and the religion is free from it. Al-Imam Malik rahimullah, he gave us a beautiful principle. He said, مَا لَمْ يَكُنْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ دِينًا فَلَنْ يَكُونَ دِينًا, that anything which was not considered to be part of the deen, part of the Islam in those days, meaning the days of the Prophet and the companions, فَلَنْ يَكُونَ دِينًا, then it will never be a part of al-Islam. Until يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, this action will never be a part of al-Islam. As I said, if something was not considered to be dhikr in those days, then it can never be considered to be a dhikr. If something was not considered to be a hijab in those days, then until يوم القيامة it will never be considered to be a hijab, regardless of how many people do it. And who says it is correct? We always look to what was done at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was part of Islam at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a person may ask, what is wrong with celebrating the birthday of the Prophet? It is only a demonstration of our love. Our ulama, the ulama of Islam, they have explained that if celebrating the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was legislated in this religion, then Allah would have encouraged the people to do it in His book, or He would have commanded the Muslims to do it in His book, because وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا, your Lord is not forgetful. So it's not as if, na'udhu billah, that Allah forgot this day. Rather, everything which is from the religion has been explained to us in the book. If this day was legislated, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have commanded the Muslims with it, just as he commanded us with Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr, and he would have encouraged us to do it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he lived 23 years after prophethood, and he never ever, not a single time, did he celebrate his own birthday or the birthday of anybody else, or hold any anniversary for the death of a person or the death of one of his family members. Neither did the Sahaba, neither did Ahlul Bayt, and then the Imams who came after them. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he completed al-Islam. He was a trustworthy messenger. He fulfilled the mission. He was a sincere advisor. He did not conceal anything from the religion. He did not cheat us in the religion in anything. So this shows that this day and this action was never considered to be a part of al-Islam. If Eid Milad al-Nabi was a part of Islam, then the Khulafa al-Rashidun and Ahl al-Bayt and the Muhajirun and the Ansar and the Imams who came after them, like al-Imam Abu Hanifa and Malik and Shafi and Ibn Hanbal, all of them would have celebrated it. And yet none of them did. The Imams of Tafsir, the Imams of Fiqh, the Imams of Hadith, the Imams of Usul, none of them celebrated this day. So is it logical that celebrating the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is a branch of Iman, and it is from the best days of the year, and it is from the righteous actions which a person can become close to Allah, it is so great, and yet it isn't mentioned in the Quran. It isn't mentioned in the Sunnah. It wasn't known to the great generations of Islam, who were the best of generations, regarding whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khairun nas qarni," that the best of mankind is my nation, meaning the Sahaba. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, then those who come after them, meaning the Tabi'een. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ, and then those who come after them, meaning the Atba'a Tabi'een. So this great day, this great act of ibadah, this great celebration, the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is hidden from all of them. And yet 400 years later, the Shia who had conquered or taken Egypt and Morocco at that time, Banu Ubaid al-Qaddah, and they used to call themselves the Fatimiyun, they are the ones who innovate this, and it becomes known to them. This great day, this great Eid, this great Ibadah, only once in the year. It is hidden for 300 years from the best of the people of al-Islam. And then the worst of the people come at that time. Akfar al-Nas, the most disbelieving of people at that time, were Banu Ubaid al-Qaddah, who called themselves Fatimiyun, i.e. from Fatima, meaning they were Shia. And they had overtaken Egypt and Morocco. And they come, and 400 years later, they innovate this day. So much so that the ulama at that time, because of the fasad and the corruption which was with them, they made takfir of them. And the Abbasiyun, they fought against them to free Egypt and Morocco from them. So Ahlul Sunnah, i.e. the rest of the Muslim empire, the Abbasiyun, the Abbasid empire, they fought against Bani Ubaid al-Qaddah. And they took from them Morocco and Egypt after the corruption which they had brought. And these are the people who innovated this day. Ibadallah, loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it necessitates from us that we follow his sunnah. And we stay away from the innovations. Regardless of how many people do it, and wherever the majority is, the sunnah is greater than the majority. The sunnah is greater than any shaykh or any masjid. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده سبحانه وأشكره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين لهم بإحسان الدين. Loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is from the core principles of our religion. And this is from Iman. Meaning a person cannot be a Muslim until he loves the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. More than this, Allah connected his love to the love of the Prophet. So whoever does not love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has not loved Allah. Whoever does not obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has not obeyed Allah. Whoever disbelieves in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has disbelieved in Allah. Whoever disobeys the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can never have iman until he loves the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, he said, ثلاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. The three qualities, three characteristics, if they are found in a person, they will feel and taste the sweetness of iman. The first of these three characteristics, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سَوَاهُمَا. That Allah and His Messenger should be more beloved to a person than anybody else besides them. So this is from our iman. However, loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it has indicators. It has signs. It isn't a sticker. It isn't something which you display in your windowsill or you display on your car. It is al-ittiba', following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, obeying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, acting according to his sunnah, staying away from everything which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade, taking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a role model. Like Allah said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That there is for you in the Messenger of Allah the correct model. Meaning in your ibadat. If you want to perform dhikr, then in the sunnah of the Prophet is the best model. If you want to celebrate days, then in the sunnah of the Prophet is the best model. If you want to pray salah, then according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the best model. So the Muslim who is sincere and truthful in his love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he follows him. And he isn't deceived by the action of Fulan and Allan. And he isn't deceived by the statement of Sheikh Fulan and Sheikh Allan. And he isn't deceived that by the majority of the Muslims in my era, they are doing this action. Because as I mentioned, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is above everything. The believer, the person of iman, the one who is truthful in his love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the sunnah of the Prophet is above everything. Above the majority of the people. Above what some of the masajid are doing. Above what some of the sheikhs and the maulanas will say. And after this, my beloved brothers and sisters, from the greatest actions on this day is to send peace and salutations and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma arda anil khulafai rashidin al-aimmatil mahdiyin Abi Bakr, Umar, Uthman wa Ali wa an sa'iri sahabati ajma'in. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين، اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين، اللهم إنا نسألك الإخلاص في القول والعمل، اللهم أحينا مسلمين وتوفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين، اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى، اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها، أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها، اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا وأخرجنا من الظلمات إلى النور، اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم. أقم الصلاة.